from KQED.
As we've just heard, UC President Janet Napolitano announced her intention to cut the budget of the Office of the President to, quote, lead by example. Of course, UC's budget is massive, $24 billion this academic year. So even as some budget lines die or shrink, others grow or spring to life. Among the many items on the UC Regents agenda this week was a progress report on the California Extremely Large Telescope Project, or as most people call it, the 30-meter telescope. UCLA physics and astronomy professor Andrea Ghez is extremely excited about the scientific possibilities.
We'll be able to study the region around the black hole, allowing us to understand the fundamental physics of how black holes warp space-time, which presents us with a great opportunity to test Einstein's theory of general relativity.
This project, to be built in Hawaii, will be a partnership between UC and Caltech, as well as Canada, China, India, and Japan. The Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation has put in $250 million. UC and Caltech are raising $50 million each. But even as UC is committing to the TMT in Hawaii, it's divesting from a much smaller operation closer to home. On top of Mount Hamilton near San Jose, the Lick Observatory is home to the oldest professional telescope in California. In 1888, it was the most powerful telescope in the world, built from pieces brought up the mountain by mule terrain. Now there are 9 telescopes there, but the Great Lick Telescope is the one that draws the big crowds.
Astronomers work very differently in those days. We're so used to looking at digital images from cameras. But in those days, a lot of the work was actually done looking through an eyepiece.
Garth Illingworth is an astronomy professor at UC Santa Cruz and an astronomer at the UC Observatories, which operates Lick. Astronomers at all 10 UC campuses have access to the telescopes here. The money for this ancient refractor came from a Gold Rush-era real estate baron in San Francisco. James Lick lies buried underneath the telescope as part of the deal for his investment in 1874. In the years that followed, much of the planet Mars was mapped from this building, among other things. But the Lick Observatory is not just a museum. Over the years, technology improved. Refractors gave way to mirrors, and other telescopes popped up on this mountaintop. Standing next to one from the 1950s called the 3-meter, Professor Illingworth says a good mirror can stay scientifically relevant for decades, as long as the instruments attached to it are cutting edge.
And so this is how we keep these facilities modern. The mirrors collect light in the same way, but the way we analyze that light is just dramatically different.
It used to be an astronomer had to put on long underwear and camp out on or near a telescope to research the heavens. Nowadays, researchers from all over the UC system dial into telescopes digitally. A few more stairs and we're standing on a catwalk outside. On a really clear day, you can see San Francisco to the west and Half Dome in Yosemite to the east. In recent years, a couple of review committees recommended UC's Office of the President stop spending $1.8 million a year to operate Lick in favor of other more modern facilities in Hawaii, like the 30-meter telescope.
We need to do a little education here and make sure that the university doesn't kill its interest in this particular facility, because it does great science. There's a lot of younger people who come and use this, and this is how they learn about astronomy. They get hands-on experience, and of course there's 35,000 visitors a year. So the results from here attract a lot of people, and they attract a lot of scientific interest in the media as well.
Compared to the $50 million UC will have to raise to build the TMT, $1.8 million may not sound like that much. But standing on the catwalk, Illingworth points out the automated planet finder, the newest telescope at Lick, completed just last year. That cost $12 million. Illingworth says Lick astronomers and their supporters are not sitting idly by. They're organizing to raise private money to keep the lights on at the observatory.
They are really supporters of this place and would love to have the observatory not only continue, but do new and fascinating things. But often with these programs, you need an underpinning of support that continues the operations on which you can build.
We contacted UC's Office of the President. A spokesman said the UCOP expects Lick to find alternative funding sources as the office pulls out gradually, over 5 years or so. Lick is hardly the only UC facility facing a painful and possibly fatal cut, but Illingworth and his colleagues have something going for them. Lick is located within sight of Silicon Valley, a region full of wealthy people who love science. For more on Lick, including photos, head to our website, californiareport.org.